The Green Bay Packers had the best regular season record last year despite having the worst defense. So I guess, did they really need to improve the defense, and have they done it?
Well, time will tell if they've done it, but they certainly were intent on doing it. I mean, in the draft in April, their first six players out of the eight drafted were defensive players, starting with the number one draft choice, Nick Perry of USC. And that is the area that I think the team focused on most, was try to find a way to increase pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So they drafted the defensive linemen and pass rushing linebackers. They signed free agent defensive linemen from other teams in an effort to bolster that pass rush. And if they feel they can get an increase in production there, the rest of the defense should naturally improve. At least that's the theory.
On the other side of the ball, you have the wide receivers in Green Bay's core, probably top to bottom the best in the NFL. And of course, you've got the league's best quarterback in Aaron Rodgers.
Amazing how fortunate the Packers have been over the last generation. You know, with Brett Favre and his run of excellence, to be succeeded by Aaron Rodgers, who in short order has won a Super Bowl and a National Football League MVP award. That's almost unheard of in the NFL, yet the Packers have been able to sustain excellence at the most critical position. And Rodgers is just entering the prime of his career at 28 years of age. He's expected to be as productive for the next several years. And you're right about the receiving core. Yeah, there are more flashy number one receivers on teams like a Calvin Johnson in Detroit, but one through five, and now this year with six, the Packers have unbelievable depth. And I think the unsung star of this group, certainly a star in the making, is Jordy Nelson. He is coming off a 15-touchdown season and could be the big-time playmaker for the Packers this year.
Maybe a couple of question marks on offense, the offensive line, and the running game.
Offensive line's a big concern. I like the starting five, the addition of Jeff Saturday replacing Scott Wells, who left in free agency. The rest of the starting five is fine. The problem with the Packers is the depth. They kept only seven offensive linemen on the 53-man roster. So if there's an injury up front, I think the Packers are going to be in a bit of trouble. And at the running back position, it was going to be James Starks' job coming into this season with the release of Ryan Grant in the offseason. But Starks has been unproductive, and he's been unavailable. He's been hurt a lot during training camp. So Green Bay's general manager Ted Thompson went out and signed Cedric Benson, who was cast away by the Cincinnati Bengals after three very productive seasons there, 1,000 yards in each of the last 3 years.
What are your predictions for this year?
Well, I certainly think this is a playoff-caliber team. They've got a very brutal stretch to start the year. They're taking on some very tough teams, San Francisco, Chicago, then off to a Seattle Monday night game, and then the New Orleans Saints wrapping up the first month. I think the Packers, if they get off to a good start, should be well on their way towards certainly contending for another division championship. They should get a good seed in the playoffs, but as they learned last year, it's not what the regular season is all about. It's what you do in the postseason. They get another opportunity in the postseason, especially at home, I think they could take advantage. I think this is one of the top teams in the league, and we'll see if they can stand up to those expectations over the course of the next 16 Sundays.
Mark Daniels, thanks as always.
You bet, Terry.